Welcome to the Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series. The Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series is dedicated to providing internet marketing education to physicians for better business development and overall patient communication.
Hello once again to Glacial's podcast series. My name is Daryl. I will be moderating this podcast. This one is all about paid advertising and why your budget matters. A conversation we have with many of our clients about what a budget should actually be, why that budget actually will matter, get you more clicks, etc. So I've assembled a fantastic team to talk about this today. Going around the room to my left, though you can't see.
My name is Matt. I'm the social media specialist at Glacial.
Thank you, sir.
And I am Spencer. I'm the paid search director here at Glacial.
Wonderful. So we are here to talk today about paid search advertising, why a budget matters. But before we do, we'll probably just kind of open it up to talk about paid search in general, some of the things we've been doing for our clients, why paid search is actually a really good thing for people to invest in. So I'll kind of just open it up to you guys. Let's just talk a little bit about paid advertising and its effectiveness and what we kind of do.
Yeah, we've had a couple of podcasts just touching on the subject before, and paid advertising is really best used as lead generation and branding tools. And we certainly have a lot of options through Google AdWords, through remarketing, and through Facebook ads to reach a huge audience with targeted advertising and try to bring really high-quality traffic to your website, build up your web presence. All those types of things. So it really depends on what your goals are, but paid search is a really flexible option for trying to generate new leads.
And we're fairly new with the social side of the paid advertising, but we've become very successful in a very short period of time. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Absolutely. So, whereas paid search is kind of directed at getting in front of that audience that's sort of, you know, actively looking for your services, social media provides you the opportunity to kind of define the audience yourself and reach people who, you know, may not know they need your services or, you know, don't know they need your services, etc. So it's great as a branding tool, but it's also good for lead generation.
And that's a really good distinction, that with the social aspect, you can kind of define the audience that you're actively seeking, where you can't, you can get very specific in what you want to do on the paid search side, but you can get real specific in who you're going after demographically, age-wise, et cetera, for the social side. And of course, the two go hand in hand. We've noticed tremendous success with people that do both of these combined. All right, so let's talk about the budget, the big question that I'm sure you guys talk about a lot. How much does a practice need to spend? There are tons of different factors that go into here, markets being one of them. So let's start talking about some of the nitty-gritty details of why a budget matters. First off, let's talk about the different markets that we deal with, and rural versus large cities like New York or mid-sized cities, et cetera.
Yeah, with AdWords, paid search in particular, to a lesser degree, Facebook ads and social media ads, where you are is going to influence how much you'll want to spend. Rural areas generally have less competition, and you don't need to spend as much money to have an aggressive campaign, whereas major cities, you're going to have more competition, and that competition is probably going to be spending a good deal of money, and that'll definitely influence the amount of money you'll need to spend to be aggressive in those markets. It also depends on what you want to advertise. LASIK, for example, is extremely competitive, much more so than something like cataract surgery, and that's going to influence how much you want to spend as well.
I think that's also a very good distinction, and a word you use quite often is the competitive aspect of it. People often think that simply if I have a budget of $1,000 a month, the clicks are going to be X amount, so I don't have to worry about the competition. But the more competition you have, the higher those clicks are actually going to end up costing, hence the need for a larger budget with a lot more people competing in that area. Matt, on the social side, there's not necessarily as much competition, not necessarily bidding for words particularly, but you have seen that in rural areas versus some of the larger areas, budget does tend to matter a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, you're going to see, you know, just like in AdWords, there's going to be more people trying to run ads in those more, you know, urban environments and stuff like that. So the costs are a bit more expensive. But again, you know, I think Facebook is accessible to a lot of practices because it does have a lower entry level in terms of costs. You don't have to spend as much, and you can, you know, get to a lot of people.
And I think it's an important distinction to talk about right now. With when it comes to AdWords, we are talking much larger numbers as far as budget, even in rural areas, versus things like Facebook, where you, where a small, much smaller budget can last you a lot longer and have a bigger, deeper impact. So one of the important factors, of course, when it comes to talking about budget, how much you need to spend, is what a client may want to focus on. The more they want to focus on, the more expensive it's going to be. But often I'm sure you've had conversations with clients where they say, I just want to spend $1,000, but I want to have my keywords be these 65 keywords and focus on these 37 different things. Spencer, talk a little bit about some of those conversations and why it's really important for them to understand where their money's going and how that's spent.
Yeah, when budget is limited, we definitely want to make sure we're focusing on the most profitable areas for the customer. We do get these grand ideas when they want to focus on 10, 15 different categories, and the budget they give us is barely enough to do one effectively. And I think that's what's important to remember. We want to be able to do these campaigns effectively, not just kind of maximize how many we want to do. I think the key word here, again, is competition. We want to make sure that you have enough money to compete with the other practices in your area and make sure that we can do a good job, get your ads in good average ad positions, make sure you get a sufficient amount of clicks coming to your website, things like that. So when it comes to budget, and limited budget in particular, we definitely want to make sure it's focused in the most profitable areas and areas we can win.
Fantastic. Matt, as far as talking about budget with some of the social side, do you experience some clients wanting to do the same thing? Like they want to have 65 ads but only spend $200 or $300? And what's some of that from the social side?
Yeah, so with Facebook, it's a little bit different, of course, because we're not focused on keywords. We're kind of defining
Correct.
An audience. So kind of something I like to do is to kind of focus on one audience at a time. You know, you want to know what audience is going to bring you the most business. So you don't want to throw athletes in with people who use a lot of computers. You know, you wouldn't know which people are clicking on what. So you kind of want to focus on one audience at a time and then kind of measure them against each other. Like, is this the most effective? I don't know. Maybe these guys are better. And then you just kind of try until you find that sweet spot.
So you may try, like, for example, a demographic of the sweet 25 to 40-year-olds males and realize, yeah, that's not really working for this one. So let's try a different demographic, maybe a different age group or even a different region and kind of refine and hone it in that way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also good to, you know, switch up that audience. You know, you don't want to oversaturate the one market
Sure.
for too long because then people get sick of seeing your ads. So it's good to switch it up every once in a while as well.
All right, so let's give some examples of how a budget can very quickly go away. Spencer, you talk about budget all day long with people, and one of the important factors that can happen in that budget is you can set a daily budget. So your total budget can be divided up into just single days. So explain how quickly a low budget can go when we're looking at it in that fashion.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is going to do with your competition and what exactly you're trying to advertise. But let's say you have a budget of about $1,000 per month. We divide that by 30 and we get a budget of about $33 per day. If you're in a major city and your click costs are, let's say, $15 on average, that means two clicks and your campaign gets shut down for the day.
Meaning and it's not seen for the rest of the day.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you're really trying to draw in a lot of new business, two clicks per day, 60 clicks or so per month really isn't going to be your best foot forward. And that's why we talk about making sure you have ample amount of budget to be aggressive and successful depending on your market and depending on what you're advertising. It might be that you're in a uncompetitive market and you're advertising something like cataract surgery and you're only paying $2-3 per click. And in that case, $1,000 a month budget would be perfectly sufficient. You get
Sure.
a good amount of clicks per day. But in the more competitive areas, you really want to be aware of what your competitors are doing and how much you need to spend to win that market.
And one of the things that I've noticed that I personally really like about AdWords is how nimble it is. You can go in and say, okay, look, after the first week, you're only getting two clicks per day. Let's up that budget to get you maybe three or four clicks per day. And you can very easily adapt to that kind of click costs, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important feature of Google is that we can really change anything at any time. So if we notice that a certain campaign is doing really well, we can throw more money at it right away. We can tell what keywords are working, if we want to bid higher on those to get them in better positions, which locations are working, things like that. So there's a lot of information available to us, and we can make adjustments on the fly based on that information.
Thank you very much. So kind of going back through what we've talked about before, we can very plainly see that a budget really does matter. It helps to have a micro focus on what you want, to know what it is you're trying to achieve, where you want your audience to be, where you want to pull your audience from, what you actually want to target, and then set your budget accordingly. You might think that $1,000 per month is perfectly fine, but after having a conversation with Spencer or Matt or Amanda, you might realize that for your goals that you want to accomplish, that $1,000 really isn't going to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, and to Daryl's point, I mean, at Glacial, we work with a variety of budgets. We have budgets as low as $500, in some cases even lower than that, up to $55,000 a month. And generally speaking, the more you spend, the more success you're going to have. It gives you greater flexibility, more traffic to your website, and more lead potential. But obviously, we're always going to work to your ideal budget and within your restraints to try and make the best campaign possible.
All right. Anything else that you guys wanted to kind of highlight about some of the experience where you've seen budget really does come into play and why it really matters for overall campaigns? It's fine to say no.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in with the campaign I just mentioned that spends about $55,000 a month. And
this is in a major market city, I assume.
Yes, it is. They are in New York City, but they get an incredible amount of leads. From those online leads alone, they get about 100 surgeries, and we're talking actual LASIK surgeries per month from that budget.
Wow.
And, you know, it is something that scales with how much you spend. So if you get X amount of leads by spending $1,000, you can assume that you're going to get as many more the more you go up.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're getting 5 leads for every $1,000, for $2,000, you should be getting around 10.
And you've seen that, actually, when people say, okay, all right, I'll go ahead and double my budget next month and we'll see what happens. There is some sort of weird algorithm where it's not just doubling. If you double your budget, you're not just going to double your leads. You're actually going to get more than double on average.
Yeah, and that depends. I mean, to a degree, that's true. But having more budget doesn't just allow us to get more clicks to the website. It also can allow us to bid more competitively. So say your ads are in the 2 and 3 position, giving us additional budget can mean we can get your ad in the 1 position. If you want exposure, being in the 1 position is going to be absolutely crucial. But obviously, it's going to result in more clicks as well. The more budget you have, and the more clicks means more leads.
And by position, you mean the actual physical position in the search when someone types in that particular keyword that we're targeting.
Yep, and that's absolutely correct. So you're bidding against your competitors for those positions. And the more you spend and the better your quality score, like Amanda was talking about earlier, the more likely you are to appear in the top 3 positions and hopefully the top 1 and 2.
All right. Matt, anything to add?
Yeah, I'll jump in really quick on the Facebook frontier. I mean, on average, most clients, they spend around $200 a month on Facebook advertising, which, you know, is enough. It's sufficient to get you through the month, and it's going to get you in front of probably around 10,000 people on average, which is a lot of people. And, you know, for the value, that's great value there. but, you know, I do have a client in New York that spends $10,000 a month. You know, and they get in front of 110,000 people.
Wow.
Every month. So that's just, you know, basically, you know, you can create an audience in Facebook that has hundreds of thousands of people in it, but the amount of money you spend, you know, equals how many people you're going to get to, essentially.
Right.
So you got to spend more to actually get to those 200, 300,000, 400 people that are in your audience.
So bottom line is basically the more you spend, the more people you're going to actually reach out to. The more people you reach out to, the more leads you're going to have. The more leads you're going to have, the more potential that you have for actually converting them into a surgery or bringing them into the office itself for some sort of procedure. I think that's pretty safe to say. All right. So as we could very plainly tell, budget does matter. And we can work with any size budget. It can be a small budget. It can be a large budget. We will obviously and just for the record, Glacial actually doesn't make a dime outside of our management fee if the budget is increased in any of these. So it's not in our financial interest to recommend an increased budget. It's only in our client's interest. Just wanted to point that out. Anything in closing, going around the room, talking about budgets?
I think Daryl makes a good point. We don't make anything else in addition to our management fee when we suggest a new budget. So when we do say, you know, we think you should spend more, it's really because we believe that's going to benefit the campaign the most. It's not because we're motivated to do it financially. And really, what we see is the more a client spends, the more success they're going to have, and the easier time they're going to have dominating the search engine result page with those ads. So definitely, if you have questions about budget, we want you to reach out to us. If you feel like you're advertising with us already and you're not spending enough, certainly talk to us about that, and we'll give you our opinion on what you're spending now and what you should be spending to really dominate your area.
Should be noted as well that we do free assessment. So if you come to us saying, hey, I'm currently running an AdWords campaign or I'm running a Facebook ad campaign, doesn't seem to be going that well, can you guys take a look and see if you can help me out or just make a recommendation or two? We'll absolutely do that at no charge. I want to thank everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by today, talking about budget and paid advertising. As always, you can reach us by going to glacial.com or calling 207-878-5900 if you want to learn more. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for listening to the Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series. For more information in regards to future podcasts or services discussed, please visit www.glacial.com or call us at 207-878-5900.